ABC Radio Australia.
In Papua New Guinea, the government is warning domestic violence has become a national crisis. A new report found more than 60% of women have been abused by their partners, more than double the global average. It also found reports of gender-based violence has increased by a staggering 210% in the past four decades. As the government finalises a new 10-year plan to combat the issue, PNG correspondent Marion Farr speaks with people on the front line. And a warning, this story may be distressing to some listeners.
Fiona has been with her second husband for more than 7 years. For safety reasons, she's not using her real name. She says the abuse started early in their relationship.
He keeps weapons nearby, a long machete, rubber hose and belt. He puts it near the lamp and sleeps. If we don't have sex, he hits me. If I refuse sex, he hits me.
Poverty and his controlling behaviour have kept her trapped in the cycle of violence and physical abuse.
He would lock the door so I cannot get out.
It's impacted her and her youngest son.
When other children would eat ice cream or soft drinks or chew lollies, I would take my son away. I don't want him to see them and beg them to share.
While harrowing, Fiona's experience isn't unique in Papua New Guinea, where gender-based violence has been declared a national crisis. Shirley Cowper runs a safe house in the capital, Port Moresby, and says the issue is getting worse.
The escalation of violence is going like 100 steps ahead of us.
A new government report, sponsored by the UN, found rates of domestic violence have increased by 210% in the past four decades. It also found 64% of women in 2025 experienced intimate partner violence, more than double the global average. Shirley Cowper says across PNG, frontline services like hers are underfunded and overwhelmed.
Even though we don't have money, we don't have budget, we don't have resources, but at least we can provide you something.
Another example is the Police Family and Sexual Violence Unit. Its budget for this year was just $100,000 for the entire country to cover both wages and operations. Shirley says that's clearly not enough.
Policemen or a woman that works in the FSVU, there may be two and three in the FSVU, and you are looking at almost 100 survivors coming a day, and they are burnt out.
Fiona says she reported her husband to police once.
There was a time he came after drinking and beat me up with a metal rod.
He was arrested, she says, but bailed himself out and the police didn't follow up.
He came back and continued to beat me. He got cross to me, continued the assault.
PNG police did not respond to the ABC's request for comment. The PNG government is now reviewing a new 10-year strategy aimed at reducing gender-based violence, which will cost $65 million annually. Powers Parkop is the chair of PNG's Permanent Parliamentary Committee for Gender Equality and Women's Empowerment, which has been driving the strategy. He says key reforms include bolstering police, building more safe houses, programs for perpetrators, and better coordination of funding.
If we put all the funding together through the GBV Secretariat, then they will monitor it and make sure that it's having impact.
That's after the last 10-year strategy failed to meet its objectives, partly due to government funding delays. Shirley Cowper says that must not happen again.
We want the leadership to be improved. We want the budget to be permanent.